Now, the rest of the story. Jean-Henri Dunant was young and rich and handsome. He was a Swiss banker and a financier. He was much respected by his countrymen. He was barely 31 when his government sent him on a mission of international finance and diplomacy to discuss business with France's Emperor Napoleon III. What made the assignment particularly difficult was that Napoleon was fighting a war with Austria at the time, so Dunant must visit the emperor on the battlefield. All the armies were preparing to clash on the plain at Solferino. If Dunant hurried, he could travel there and complete his business before the fray was underway, but he didn't arrive in time. In fact, his carriage was just drawing over the crest of a nearby hill when the battle started. And there, from that front row seat in the theater of history, the young financier watched, morbidly mesmerized, his first view of war. Now, he'd heard a lot about it, but he'd never heard it. The thunderous explosions, the cries of the hurt, the dying, the maddening cacophony of destruction and pain. Nor had he ever imagined the sight of it, nor the smell, nor the awesome aftermath. Mangled bodies, unquenchable suffering, and sickening stillness. 42,000 died that day. It was the 24th of June, 1859. Now, that might have remained just a footnote in the seemingly endless annals of warfare, except for one thing. Jean-Henri Dunant was there, and from then on, he would never be the same. Previously, exclusively intent upon the pursuit of wealth, now he was to reject materialism for a greater cause, the once-and-for-all abolition of war. So profoundly moved was he by what he'd witnessed during the Battle of Solferino that he set out to discover an alternative to bloodshed. And over the years that followed, he traveled throughout Europe speaking to all who would listen, vociferously promoting a movement for worldwide peace. His appeal evoked enthusiastic responses. In fact, in the autumn of 1863, the representatives of 16 governments and 7 charitable organizations met to discuss ways of making Dunant's dream come true. That was the first Geneva Conference. And it was that assembly which proposed and passed the first ever international law prohibiting war. From that movement emerged the League of Nations, eventually the United Nations, and it all began with Jean-Henri Dunant. Understandably, then, in 1901, he was awarded the first Nobel Peace Prize. The $20,000 in cash which came with that prize, he bequeathed to the cause which he had inspired. It was an act of benevolence that he really could not afford. You see, Jean Dunant, the wealthy businessman, in order to devote himself completely, utterly, fanatically to his mission of world peace, had neglected his business, had descended into abject poverty, had spent the last 4 decades of his life starving and sick, sleeping in parks and rail stations, invisible to the humanity he sought to spare. And he died forgotten in 1910, and he is buried in Zurich, Switzerland, in an unmarked grave. But he has a larger monument than that. For you see, before slipping into oblivion, pacifist Jean-Henri Dunant fathered an organization, the symbol of which is the Swiss flag in reverse. The Swiss flag, you know, is a white cross on a red field. The legacy of this man who outlawed war. The honored organization which he founded is the International Red Cross. Now you know the rest of the story.